Where are your kids now?
Hmm?
Where are your kids now? Are they still in Berkeley?
I had two boys. One lives in Richmond. He's got his own firm. Well, he's out in Richmond, an electrical firm. They both went to school here in Burnaby. And the other one, Michael, he became a science, a nuclear scientist, and he works now for the federal government in Edmonton.
Oh, right.
Nuclear physics.
Gee.
He's working with the forestry department of the federal government now, monitoring the effects of radiation on forestry.
Oh,
well, things like that.
See if it's doing any damage out there. Yeah. What about your wife's family? Like you said, they moved out to just before the war. Whereabouts in Burnaby did they settle?
They lived down here on. When they first settled here, it was just down here, about two blocks south of Hastings on Holden.
Oh, yeah. That was your father-in-law, mother-in-law.
That's my wife's father.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And her mother.
Yeah.
The father died before she got out here.
Mm.
And the mother was here, and she lived around in North Burnaby here for a while, but then she went up with her other daughter, who used to live on Francis Street down here in Burnaby, just this side of Wellington. They moved up the Okanagan,
mm-hmm.
and her mother moved up the Okanagan with her.
Mm.
And my wife died 1985, I guess it was, just at the time when Burnaby was had declared itself a nuclear-free zone, because she was presenting a brief to the council of asking for Burnaby to declare it a nuclear-free zone, and she was unable to present it because she died. I went and presented the brief for her 2 days after she died.
Mm.
It was in the Burnaby Now newspaper at the time when they loaded up. So that was 1985.
Mm. So she died suddenly.
Pardon?
She died suddenly.
Yeah, heart attack. I was supposed to have had. They had me suspected of the possible heart attack. I was having real problems, and I didn't know what was happening to me at the time. But she had no indication that there was anything wrong with her.
Mm.
And she suddenly got these pains in her chest one evening and a cold. And she said, and I said, if you're not feeling better by tomorrow morning, I'm taking you to the doctor. So next morning she still felt just the same, still had these pains in her chest. So I took her to the doctor and examined her and took a few tests. He said, I want your husband to take you over to Burnaby Hospital and have the heart specialist see you. So I did, and took her over there, and he checked her over, and he said, "Mr. Atkins, I'm keeping your wife in. I think she's had a bit of a heart attack. It's not a serious one, but she said it's a bit of a heart attack. Just want to keep under observation." So he kept her in, and 2 days later, we'd seen her. I went over in the morning to see her. She said that she's feeling a lot better, and expecting to be moved out of the emergency or intensive care section into the sort of holding section,
mm-hmm.
and expect to be coming out in a few days. And I was quite happy about that. When about 3 o'clock in the morning that night, I got a phone call from the hospital saying she passed away.
Good.
Had a massive hemorrhage, mm-hmm. heart attack, implosion of the heart, right inside.
Mm.
Anyway, that was kind of shock.
Yeah, well, sure. At least in one sense, I was always pleased that people don't lay around a long time suffering and that sort of thing. But I guess
we've all got to go. I mean, it's going to happen to me sooner or later.
Oh, you're just starting out. You've got all this work to do yet.
That's right. That's what